Today, tomorrow, and Friday, the House impeachment managers are making their case for the president's removal from office for obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. When they're done, the president's legal team will have 24 hours over 3 days to make their case. Franco Ordonez is NPR White House correspondent. He's in Washington with the latest. Hi, Franco.
Hello.
So the House managers have 3 days starting today to lay out their case. What is their argument?
Well, they're going to outline their case that President Trump abused his power and obstructed the congressional inquiry. We're likely to see more text messages, conversations from diplomats raising concerns about the administration pressuring Ukraine for President Trump's political gain. And Democrats are going to continue to push for more evidence. They really want to hear from aides like former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. And those are people who the White House blocked before.
Well, they lost in their efforts yesterday to get those witnesses and extra documents for this trial. Is it possible that that would change after the opening statements and after the question period for the senators, that some moderate Republicans might change their mind and say, OK, yes, now we do want witnesses?
Well, it is certainly possible that that would change. And that is certainly a big goal that the Democrats have, to try and convince some of these moderate Republicans to come to the table and support a subpoena to call for John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney to come forward. And we'll be keeping a very close eye on those moderate Republicans, such as Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski.
The Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked today about whether Joe Biden or his son Hunter should testify. This is something Republicans have been asking for, and he didn't seem to rule that out. Which witnesses could be on the table if we do get to the point where there are witnesses in this trial?
You know, we've mentioned some with Bolton and Mick Mulvaney. Those you mentioned others. Those are still open questions. Interesting enough, just a few moments ago, Representative Schiff was speaking to reporters, and he was asked about the possibility of Hunter Biden coming to testify. And he was pretty blunt about it and saying that they're not going to make any trades for witnesses. He kind of compared such idea to a fantasy football game and said they're not going to play it.
What about the president's defense team, which is going to follow the House managers with their 3 days of laying out their case against removal from office? Do we have any sense of what their defense is going to be? We saw a little bit of it yesterday.
Yeah, we did see a little bit yesterday. And the White House has told me and other reporters that their plan is to fight on not only the process, but the substance of the House arguments. They say the president has committed no crime and that not only has he not obstructed Congress, but that he's been extremely transparent. They point out that President Trump released the rough transcript of the phone call with the Ukraine leader. And they specifically say that, you know, they argue that this is all about politics and that Democrats simply want to overturn the 2016 election and also interfere with the 2020 election.
President Trump has been in Davos, Switzerland today, and in a press conference this morning, he said he'd like to see witnesses.
I'd love to have Mike Pompeo testify. But again, that's a national security problem. But I'd love to have Mike Pompeo, but it's a national security problem. I'd love to have Rick Perry. Rick Perry has asked me, I'd love to testify. Please let me testify, because he knows this is all a hoax.
It sounds like he's trying to have it both ways there, saying he wants to hear from them, but that they can't testify because that would be a security problem.
Yeah. And, you know, the House Democrats tried to use, you know, his earlier words against him yesterday in making those arguments. He said that he wanted it before, if there was a fair Senate trial. Now there is a Senate trial, and he's saying he's going to leave it up to the senators. You know, President Trump has said these kind of things before. Our listeners will recall that he said he wanted to testify in the Mueller investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, but obviously that did not happen. So these are things we have heard before. So until we see that, there's a good bit of skepticism to be taken.
Let's just finally listen to a little bit of what happened yesterday. This is Jason Crow, Democrat from Colorado, one of the House managers, who called for more information about the military aid that was withheld from Ukraine.
We need this information so we can ensure that this never happens again. Eventually, this will all come out. We will have answers to these questions. The question now is whether we'll have them in time and who here will be on the right side of history.
And then later in the evening, White House counsel Pat Cipollone called out House members for investigating the president.
They've used their office, all the money that the taxpayers send to Washington to pay them, to conduct phony political investigations against the president, against his family, against anyone who knew him. They started impeaching him the minute he was elected.
Franco, just briefly, what do you think of what you've heard so far and how contentious some of this trial has already been?
It's been very contentious, and I think you can expect it's going to continue to be contentious. You know, we saw Chief Justice Roberts try to get control of that when he had actually admonished them and told them to remember where they are at and to provide the proper decorum. But that's going to be tough.
Franco Ordonez is NPR White House correspondent, listening and watching the Senate impeachment trial. Thank you.
Thank you.